Right, you're listening to The Naked Scientist, and now it's time you've all been waiting for. I hope you've collected all of your kitchen bits and bobs together, because it's time for Kitchen Science. This week, Derek and Dave are with Mark and Lauren in Haverhill, where we're going to be mixing together random things from the kitchen so that we can make electric slime. I can't wait to find out. Hey, Derek.
Hello there. Welcome to Castle Manor Business and Enterprise College in Haverhill in Suffolk, and we've come here to do a brilliant experiment which you can do at home, so please listen out for the details. With me, of course, is Dave, who's going to tell us very briefly what kind of stuff we're going to be doing.
We're going to be building electric slime.
We're going to be building or making electric slime. Okay, fantastic. And also, we've got a couple of guys who've come down from the college here to help us out and do the experiment. So could you guys tell me your names and what years you're in, please?
Mark, year 11.
Lauren, year 11.
Okay, good stuff. And just quickly, I want to find out whether you guys like science and whether you might be into the experiment we're doing. So what kind of science do you like, Mark, if anything?
I like all sciences, but particularly biology, I'd say.
All right, okay. And yourself, Lauren?
Better at biology.
So does that mean you actually like biology, though?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, I'm glad. We're probably going to do some, I don't know, vaguely chemistry, physics-y type stuff. So maybe we can get you into those sciences too. Okay, then. So if you want to do this at home, then here's what you need. You need some corn flour. You need some kind of mug or something, and try and make sure it's dry. Okay, a spoon, okay, is good, and, you know, probably a tablespoon size type of thing is fine. Some oil. Any particular kind of oil, Dave?
Just general vegetable oil.
Vegetable oil is fine. Okay, and then basically a block of polystyrene is good. This is something that we're going to use to generate static, basically. So does anything else do apart from polystyrene?
Even a nylon jumper or a balloon, just something like that.
Yeah, blown up balloon. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Good, okay. And then you've basically got to listen to what Dave is now going to instruct Mark and Lauren to do. So what do they do, Dave?
Okay, Mark, if you'd like to put three or four teaspoons of corn flour into the mug.
Okay, in it goes.
Okay, now, Lauren, could you kind of put in enough vegetable oil in there to make quite a thick mixture and mix it in really well?
Okay, so there we go. We've got kind of about the same amount of oil, maybe a bit less, compared to the amount of corn flour we had in there. And now we need Lauren to mix it up, basically, so go for it.
You want to get it into a really nice, smooth mixture. It should be reasonably thick, but still flow quite easily.
Okay, so we want something that's treacle or maybe a bit kind of easier flowing than that.
Yeah, not as thick as treacle, somewhere around there, then.
How easily does that mix, Lauren?
It's mixing quite well.
Does it look like anything particular to you?
Rotted butter.
Rotted butter. A lovely thought. Okay, well, it certainly does look like something I would not choose to eat. But, yeah, maybe some kind of icing, or, you know, before you pour it on a cake or something, I don't know. But I'm sure not quite as tasty. Okay, fine. How's that looking, Dave?
We want to get all the lumps out of that, give it a good stir. And then we're going to want you to rub whatever you're using to pick up the static, the polystyrene or whatever, on your hair, get it really nicely charged up, and then pour this slime off the spoon and move the charged up thing near it and see what happens.
Okay, so that's what you've got to do. So basically you've got your gloopy mixture, which is corn flour and vegetable oil mixed together in kind of the right proportion, so it's kind of gloopy, maybe a little bit easier flowing than treacle, but not a lot. And then you basically take your static thing, which could be a piece of polystyrene rubbed against your hair, and then you wave that near to the kind of stream of corn flour oil stuff as you pour it off the spoon back into the mug or whatever you've done the mixing in, and see what happens, basically. So, yeah, move it quite close to that stream as it pours down. Downwards. We're going to go back to the studio and not do that yet, but Mark and Lauren, I wonder what you think might happen when we kind of wave it close to that stream. Mark, any thoughts?
I'm not quite sure, but I think it's going to be messy.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. Well, we hope so too, actually. We like messy science here, in a way. Okay, and Lauren, what about you? Anything you think might happen?
Don't know.
All right, okay. So, well, that's fair enough. We'll be back here at Castle Manor Business and Enterprise College in Haverhill later on in the show, and until then, it's back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Derek. So in case you missed any of that, what you need to do is mix together some vegetable oil and corn flour until you get a lovely, thick, creamy consistency. Then you need to rub some polystyrene or an inflated balloon against your head until it's all charged up and your hair is standing on end. And then move the charged bit nearer to a stream of the slime. So you can make a stream of the slime by pouring it from one cup to another or by letting it drip off a spoon.